Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Okay, all throughout this month, we've been asking you to help save 10 babies in 2 minutes. It's really a simple idea, but a bunch of you did this past weekend, and I want to say thank you for that, and I want to let you know how close we are to our goal of rescuing babies for this year, and another big, important item. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Over the weekend, a whole bunch of you decided to rescue an unborn child. Last week was Sanctity of Human Life Week. And this is one of the most closest to my heart passions that I have in life. When you've had children that you've lost through miscarriage, when you've had siblings that you've lost through miscarriage, when your mother went through it, you have such a value on young life and babies, and they're just one of the most important things in my mind, especially as my three kids continue to grow and explore life in new and different ways. It just is a reminder each day of how precious that is. Our goal for the month was to try to rescue 429 babies. And because of your generosity over the weekend, 239 have now been rescued. That means there's 189 that are not yet spoken for. And I figure if we had 19 people across the country that could say, I'll do 10 babies in 2 minutes, if 19 people would do that, we would go over the goal. Are there 19 people within the sound of my voice that say, yeah, I want to rescue a baby's life? An ultrasound is about 90% effective in helping a mother decide for life. And they're $28 a piece. So if you give a gift of $280, either as a one-time gift or you break it up into two gifts of $140 or maybe 10 gifts of $28 each,
you can save 10 lives, and it takes about 2 minutes to make the call. So would you call right now? 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. Now, why is it important that we save those lives? Well, it's becoming increasingly important, especially if they're female, that we deal with them in life in a fair way. Today, there's a huge editorial by Abigail Schreier in the Wall Street Journal. And this is, I'm just going to read from it. She writes, on day one, President Biden has placed all girls' sports and women's safe spaces in the crosshairs of an administrative state. His order from last week wrote, and this is a direct quote, children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports. All persons should receive equal treatment under the law, no matter their gender identity or orientation. The order purports to direct administrative agencies to begin promulgating regulations that would enforce the Supreme Court's 2020 decision in Bostock versus Clayton County, but it in fact goes much further, writes Schreier. In Bostock, the justices held that Title IX of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits an employer from firing an employee on the basis of homosexuality or transgender status. Justice Neil Gorsuch, writing for a majority, took pains to clarify that the decision was limited to employment and had no bearing on bathrooms, locker rooms, dress codes, all regulated under Title IX of the 1972 education amendments. Under Title VII, the majority added, we do not purport to address bathrooms, locker rooms, or anything of the kind. But the Biden order is far more ambitious. Any school that receives funding, including nearly every public school, must either allow biological boys who identify as girls onto sports teams or face administrative action from the education department. He's weaponizing, in other words, the education department to come after schools that don't allow boys to play on girls' teams. What impact does this have on women's sports, writes Schreier? Linda Blade, an Olympic track and field coach, said, we're finished. We're done. The leadership skills, all the benefits society gets from letting girls have their protected category so that competition can be fair, all the advances of women's rights, that's going to be diminished, she noted. She also noted that the parents of teen girls generally are uninterested in watching their daughters be demoralized by the blatant unfairness of a rigged competition. Schreier says, I say rigged because in contests of strength and speed, the athletic chasm between the sexes, which opens at puberty, is both permanent and unbridgeable. Once male puberty is complete, testosterone suppression doesn't undo biological advantages men possess. Larger hearts, lungs, bones, greater bone density, more oxygenated blood, more fast twitch muscle fiber, and vastly greater muscle mass. It should be no surprise then that the two trans-identified biological males that were permitted in Connecticut to participate in the state track finals against girls, neither of whom was a top sprinter as a boy, consistently claimed top spots competing among girls. They eliminated girls from advancement to the regional championships, scouting and scholarship opportunities and trophies, and they set records no girl will ever equal. How big is the performance gap? Listen to this. To take one example cited by the Connecticut female runners in their complaint against the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, the fastest female sprinter in the world is American runner Allison Felix, a woman with more gold medals than Usain Bolt. Her lifetime best for the 400-meter run is 49.26 seconds. Based on 2018 data, nearly 300 high school boys in the U.S. by themselves could beat that. Even if allowing biological boys to join girls' teams means girls can't win, isn't it still worth it for trying out for the team? Actually, no. Even in sports that involve no contact and little injury risk, like running or tennis, isn't merely the trophies and scholarships and opportunities at stake. It isn't even all the benefit sports have so long provided to young women in self-esteem, health, and camaraderie and friends. It isn't merely that girls who participate in sports tend to earn better grades, so much so that many female Fortune 500 executives were athletes, or that sports force teen girls out of their own heads where they might otherwise sit and stew in their own detriment. It's the profound and glaring injustice of all of it. The spectacular records and achievements of Jackie Joyner, Althea Gibson, Wilma Rudolph, would never have been achieved had the world pitted their bodies against men. Yet here we are. Decades of women's achievement, opportunity rolled back by executive order. Battered women's shelters, women's jails, and other safe spaces that receive federal funding and constitute dwellings under the Fair Housing Act will be next. Women's rights turn out to be cheap and up for grabs, but who will voice objection? Certainly not those caught up in the historic movement of the first female vice president. Hillary Clinton swooned on Twitter. It delights me to think of what feels historical and amazing to us today. A woman sworn into the vice presidency will seem normal and obvious, of course, to Kamala's grandnieces as they grow up. If only, says Ms. Schreier, if only this je ne sais quoi weren't accompanied by a far more material theft of female opportunity. Friends, this is a major, significant setback to the rights and equality of women. And it does fundamentally what I wrote about in my second book. It doesn't say that women and men are equal, which, let's be clear, that's what the biblical text implies. We want to talk about equal rights. The rights that we have in our Constitution are divine from God. They were original divine rights given to mankind. Men and women, in God's eyes, are equal. That means they share the same value. That they are not, one is not better than the other. One is not to be preferred to the other. And here's the thing, and this is important. Our society, with this executive order, with this administration, is wanting to do away with equality and replace it with something called sameness. My sons are not the same as my daughter. They are equal in God's eyes. They were equal in the heart of their dad and mom. We love them equally, but they are not the same as each other. And those differences should be celebrated and toasted, not put down and usurped. And we have a president who just signed an executive order that will basically create a liability and a sense of insecurity, danger, and inequality for every daughter in every sport, in every public school, in every city, in every state, in every corner of this country. We must speak up. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies, I stay healthy, I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
By the way, you want to know more about that article from Abigail Schreier. I've got it linked up. It's in the Wall Street Journal today, and it's available online, too. But they make you get a subscription, so it might be difficult to access if you're trying to get it for free. Other news, and there's a lot of other stuff going on today. I want to get to all of this as best we can. But, you know, last week, it was kind of a big week. You had lots of stuff going on. You had the inauguration. You had Martin Luther King Day. You had the Sanctity of Human Life Week. By the way, if you still haven't helped us with preborn, we're trying to rescue 429 babies this month, and we have about 189 to go. If you could rescue 10 in 2 minutes, 833-850-2229, a one-time gift of $280 would do that. But here's the thing. Amid the executive orders that he did, which was, what, 17 on day one, then he went around talking about unity and, you know, all this stuff. And then he embraced radical policies that, you know, didn't unify anybody.
He then had to come out over the weekend and say, guys, you know, I was telling you that when I got elected, we were going to cut this COVID thing right down and we were going to just like knock it right out. We were going to be done with it. He's basically reversing course on that. Let me just read to you from Fox News. Because his campaign, you may remember, it featured really harsh criticisms of President Trump's approach to COVID-19, which I still don't understand what they were criticizing. Shutting down air travel to dangerous places, getting therapeutics online as fast as possible, getting a vaccine at warp speed. Like, what would he have done different? But they, you know, Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump COVID-19 bad, Trump bad, always Trump bad. Okay. So Biden says then, in his first speech as president-elect, he said, begins with getting COVID under control. But on Friday, he indicated that the trajectory of the pandemic can't be changed in the coming months, no matter what Americans do. He said, if we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions, foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. The idea that nothing will change the pandemic drew confusion and anger from figures in politics and even media. Republican Congressman Justin Amash, a libertarian, said, haven't we been told for months that restrictions and mandates were necessary to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months? Fox News contributor, former Congressman Jason Chaffetz from Utah, said, already giving up, banner headlines in all major media outlets. Nope, most will bury this, but it is a stunning admission. Biden says nothing we can do to change pandemic trajectory. National Review's David Harsanyi said the idea that there was nothing that could be done was the opposite of what Biden had campaigned on. On Sunday, Biden's nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, and this is a very, very problematic choice, tried to clarify the president's message. This is what Becerra did. I believe President Biden made it clear the plane is in a nosedive and we got to pull it up, and you're not going to do it overnight, but we're going to pull it up. We have to pull it up. Failure is not an option here, and so we will. But that wasn't what the president said. He said there's nothing that we can do to change the trajectory. So just putting all those things together, the executive orders, the you must be unified, you must unify, unify. It's all unity all the time. Oh, and by the way, what we mean by that is you have to embrace our radical extreme policies. And then admitting that he has no plan for COVID and can't do anything about it. Add to that all the riots that are still going on. The whole West Coast, L.A., San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Denver. You got Antifa just running roughshod over people. You see that in the media much anywhere? Anyway, that's how it ended for the first week of the Biden administration. And so what happened over the weekend? Rasmussen issued its first approval rating for the new president. And Joe Biden, the man who got, get this, nearly 16 million more votes than his old boss, who was historic and monumental and transformational and the most important president that's ever lived, Barack Obama. He got 16 million more votes than him. But at the end of Obama's first week in office, his first week, he got sworn in, had the same number of days, boom, same thing. He's 19 points behind him in approval rating. Obama had a 67% approval rating at the end of week one. Biden is at 48%. You know who else beat Biden?
Yeah, you know I did.
Bill Clinton did. Strateger. George W. Bush did. Clinton was 57% at the end of the first week. Bush was 58%. And one Donald J. Trump finished his first week in office at 58%. So just remember, friends, he got 16 million more votes then the people that all thought that the second coming was Barack Obama, 16 million more votes than him, and Obama buried him in approval rating at the end of the first week. Now, I think there's a lot that could be observed about that. I don't know that Obama's approval rating and Joe Biden's vote count really are equitable. Because I tend to believe the numbers that Barack Obama got in his election. He got 4 million fewer votes in his reelection. He went from 69 million in his first election to 65 million in his second election. But he got reelected overwhelmingly. President Trump got 11 million more votes in his reelection. But Amtrak Joe, you know, the great racist from Delaware, who keeps saying, you know, that Barack Obama, he's pretty articulate for a black guy. That guy got 16 million more votes than Obama did. But his approval rating is nearly 20 points lower than Obama. I'm just pointing out what the facts are showing. All right, we got a lot to get to. Dr. Gina Loudon will be joining me. Someone has just put their name into the hat to run for a major state. I want to get her reaction to it. It's a woman, by the way. And I mean a real woman. You know, like the kind that we all know that is a woman. And then David Fisher is going to check out the economy as well. Kevin McCullough, it's a busy Monday. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this. The first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
She She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, well, as I was just telling you, his approval rating at the end of week one, 48%. His old boss was at 67% after week one, but he beat his old boss by 16 million votes. Yeah, I'm buying that. Yeah. That's all on the up and up. Anyway, it's Monday. Thanks for being here. I don't know if you saw my piece at Town Hall yesterday, but Biden's COVID is disappearing, supposedly. Suddenly, the cable news channels don't have any of the statistics on the screen anymore. It's like it never even happened. And so I delve into a fairly good serving of all of the inconsistencies in how the media and elected leaders. I mean, did you see Cuomo and Murphy and Whitmer and Newsom over the weekend? They all made public appearances and not a one of them was wearing a mask, which is kind of weird because now Fauci's out saying we got to wear two masks. Here to discuss, Dr. Gina Loudon. Dr. Gina, suddenly COVID's not on the cable screens anymore. For a year, it was in the neon box on the side of the crawl. You know, it was right there. And every time someone would die, that number would just splash, you know, right across the screen. And suddenly, as about 12:01 last Wednesday, you can't find it anywhere. Nobody knows the numbers anymore.
You know, Kevin, So two masks. So, you know,
because the first one worked so well, let's put a second one on.
The science has proven that the masks actually cause cases of COVID to rise where they are implemented. Mask mandates, the science, if you just look at the science, the cases of COVID rise where they are implemented, where the mandates are implemented. So whatever that science is that apparently is too complicated for we lowlifes to understand out there, I don't know what the science is because they don't want to explain it to us. But I know a little bit about petri dishes and dark places and moisture and viruses and things like that. But I had one doctor on my show explain to me that wearing a mask is tantamount to, if you want to prevent sand from being thrown in your yard, putting up a chain link fence to prevent that. So I guess if you want to put two chain link fences up to prevent sand from being thrown in your yard, you go right ahead. You know, the funny thing is, I had dinner this weekend with Congressman Gates and some others at Mar-a-Lago, and we were talking about how funny this has all become. How, you know, it's like we were working for the last 4 years. If you want to think about it like this, this might be fun for your listeners. It's like we were working for the last 4 years, and this is the drunken, debaucherous weekend, and we can all just literally laugh and enjoy ourselves because this is total depravity and insanity. And we know there's going to be a horrible hangover on Monday. It's not going to be pleasant when we go back to work. And we know we're going to have to work really, really hard to make up for this drunken, debaucherous weekend. But, you know, we know we're going to work again on Monday. And so we might as well enjoy this complete insanity and laugh at it while we have the weekend, because that's what this is. This is a clown show, Kevin. I don't know which direction to turn from the crazy Schumer comments. I won't even say on your show because I don't say words like that in public, certainly. But, you know, to the crazy acts of a so-called president that can't even figure out what pen to use and then admits that he literally doesn't even know what he's signing once he finally figures out which end of the pen to use.
On day one, he fires the doorman because he's afraid that there'll be loyalties to the previous occupant of the White House, and literally gets locked out of the White House. You can't make this up.
You can't make it up. You can't make. But by golly, you know, when your aide tells you to salute the national the servicemen standing there at the door of the White House, he doesn't bother. And what's with the dark out, the blackout at the National Monuments last night and the White House? We don't get to know the story on that. It's not even trending on Twitter. I mean, the whole thing is just as bizarre can be.
Well, let's shift gears because there are some things going on in other parts of the country. And even the former president is starting to just very lightly hint at some things that he may be working on in the days to come. Some of it about election integrity, which I think would be a good investment of his time if he chose to spearhead some work in that direction. But I got news today that my longtime friend, and somebody that I thought was just totally overmatched for the job that she did against the Washington Press Corps as press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is going to run for governor of the great state of Arkansas. And my heart just leapt. You talk about somebody that could do a fantastic job in a state where she's proven her family. Her father, of course, was the longest serving governor of the state. And he could get reelected on a lifetime basis there because he worked with Democrats and Republicans and got actual things done. But you talk about somebody who's got name value in there. What do you make of this? And are we going to see more of these? You know, the press wants to put everybody that was female that worked for Trump in a box somewhere. I think they all should go run for office and win.
Yeah, it's going to be fun watching the comeback. It's going to be really fun. And you can see the gleam in the president's eye. You know, I've seen him a lot since all this went down. I'm blessed to be here in Palm Beach where I do get to see him a lot. And I want to assure your audience there is a gleam in his eye. And make no mistake, he's coming back. Everybody around him is on fire and excited. There's a lot happening, and it's all going to come right out of Palm Beach, Florida, and it's going to be very exciting. And Sarah Huckabee is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm super excited for that.
That's great. Dr. Gina, good to talk to you. Thanks for letting us have a laugh today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this. The first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Everywhere I go.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you're feeling like last week you lived like two or three different lifetimes in 1 week, you wouldn't be alone. At least my bride and I thought the same thing of last week. We got to the end of the week, it was like only 1 week went by, but it felt like a year and a half. Anyway, glad to have you with us. And now that we're past Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration, Inauguration Day, Sanctity of Life Week and Sunday and all that stuff, we've got to kind of a normalcy to get back to. And yes, I know the executive orders are coming hot and heavy and there's things changing all around us, but there is a little less going on this week in some of that regard. But there are some things that might still be influencing the markets, and that would impact your money. That's why we talk with CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher. David, I hope that you had a good weekend and hope this week's a little more calm for you as well.
My sentiments are the same as what you just shared. Yes, it's a little bit more calming, although that does not take any concern away from what we might be facing. But yeah, a little bit more calming.
Well, and so let's talk about what happens to the markets this week. Last week we had, the change of the administrations and you had all the other stuff that was going on. Biden's in, Trump's out. Everything seems to have been put where it needs to go. What will happen to the markets now? What's going to influence the markets from here?
We've got three major things happening this week. Earnings, we're kicking off the biggest week of earnings season. This is a couple months of that season, but this is the biggest, especially for large tech companies. Apple, Tesla, and Facebook are going to report on Wednesday. 122 of the S&P 500 companies in total are going to report in the next coming 5 days. So it's going to be big on that. There's a bullish call options have surged this week. Back on January 14th, 32 million contracts changing hands. So a lot of volume betting that the market is going to go higher. And Apple and Tesla were the number one and number two bets. And Apple's quarterly sales crossed 100 billion. Microsoft is projected to pass 40 billion. Tesla is set to post its 6th consecutive quarterly profits. But don't forget, the second thing that's going to influence this week is we're going to probably get that passing of the package of the $1.9 trillion this week from the Biden administration on stimulus. And then the third thing, Wednesday, the Fed is going to talk. Economists do not anticipate any material changes, though, Kevin, and the policies settings are probably going to still be the same. But the big question that investors have on their mind is the timetable when the Fed is going to, taper purchases, although I don't think you're going to hear Powell say he's going to stop or slow down. I think it's premature on that, but that's one of the big things that still overhangs the market and was something that's going to be faced eventually.
Well, and that was a lot to unpack there. And yes, obviously there's a lot going on. And, you mentioned Tesla, man, 6 quarters in a row where they've posted Musk is he's doing some interesting stuff and, trying to get us to Mars and stuff, I think, is a worthy endeavor. Let's talk about what we're seeing disappear from our TV screens. I wrote about it in my column at Town Hall on Sunday, but there's no more mention of COVID anywhere. The COVID boxes are all gone off of the cable news channels. Nobody's reporting the deaths or the infection rates. California's talking about opening up. All of the governors that were running around wearing masks, they're going doing press conferences now without masks. I mean, you still had Dr. Fauci coming out today kind of significantly off key going, hey, let's put 2 masks on. But where are we? How is COVID-19 affecting the current market standing?
Well, it's not necessarily talked about that much, but Goldman Sachs did come out with a report called What Could Go Wrong in 2021, and it was based around COVID. They're saying three things, Kevin. The first downside risk could be that consumers might remain more cautious than expected because the vaccines aren't completely out there yet. And the second thing that they're saying is that they could be more concerned of a downside risk that the virus mutations might significantly increase. And the third thing they said, kind of along with the second one, is that if this mutation evolves and we don't have a vaccine for it, you're going to see another major shutdown coming, and that's their concern. So we're watching it. We'll keep you up to date on what happens, but that's about the only thing that's being said on the forefront for COVID.
Okay, what else do the markets have blowing right in their face in 2021?
How about Janet Yellen being paid $7.3 million for speeches to the banks and financial firms that she was paid for in the last 2 years? Now she's going to be regulating those financial firms. So that's a big wondering what might happen if she's going to be forthright in all this. And, you know, she's partnered with the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. So that's some of the concerns. The ballooning U.S. debt, is it of our government, is it sustainable, or is it, this is going to be the era where it's going to pop? China just surpassed the United States for foreign investment money coming in 2020. United States plummeted 49%, while China rose 4%. So that's a new trend that's happening. And also the biggest one is probably, you know, is the stock market overvalued. We've been talking about that. Here's a here's some numbers for you on a chart. The NASDAQ burst in 2000, fell 78%. The peak of that market was unprecedented. It was 129% over value. To put it into perspective, in 1929, it was also overvalued by 79%. But today, the market is in December of 2020. It's 154%, the highest overvalued. And all those valuations, when they were overvalued, they saw 50% decreases following. So just be careful in the market, not have all your eggs in that basket.
What does all that mean to gold and silver?
Well, it's a lot of spending. The $1.9 trillion rescue plan, that's going to cause gold and silver to go up, because every time the country spends and can't manage their spending, gold and silver do appreciate. And I will say this. The day that Janet Yellen talked about this package being put into effect, the $1.9 trillion, a record size inflow of money into silver derivative contracts, $500 million showed up in silver derivative contracts, is 20 times more than normal. It's the highest in ever in 8 years. So the market is the traders are telling us that they believe silver and gold is going to go much higher by their behavior putting money into the contracts.
Well, friends, if you have any concerns, and I have tons of them, about where the economy is headed, especially with the fiscal policy that has been hinted at and is now starting to kind of be unveiled with the new administration, I want you to do what I did. I want you to call Landmark Capital, ask them to walk you through a financial blueprint analysis. David will do it with you personally if you mention my name when you call. He'll say, Kevin told me to ask for David personally. He'll walk you through it. You'll get the information that you need, and then if there's things you need to protect, they'll help you do that as well. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, always appreciate it.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, for those of you that have been listening and paying attention, you know that we're trying to save as many babies' lives as we can right here in New York with our friends at Preborn. The phone number is 833-850-2229. If you have not yet given a gift yet, could you save 10 babies in 2 minutes? A one-time gift of $280 would supply 10 ultrasounds for women that need them this coming year, and they would be used in the zip codes where there are more abortions than births each year. And that would be a wonderful thing. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Now, just a note of levity to kind of end with today. It's a wife's worst nightmare. Imagine for just a minute. Your husband is outside working on the lawn, won't be back inside for a while, and you notice he left his phone inside right there on the breakfast bar. Without hesitation, you decide to pick up the phone because you haven't spied on him since earlier this morning. And after you enter his password, which you've known forever because it hasn't changed since 2009, you click onto his photos since you forgot to look at them earlier. Hold on here a second. What's this? You ask yourself as you click on one of the photos to see it in full. There it is, your husband. Posing for a pic with some hot, young, attractive woman. You swipe left, there's another one. Same hot chick, and another. You're furious, and you have a right to be. This actually happened, friends. I'm not making this story up. This is a true story over this weekend. It came to light. Your husband hasn't changed much over the years. But you get very, very mad at the cheating that you're thinking that he did. So the next logical thing to do, of course, is to go outside and stab your husband as many times as you can, right? This is a real story out of Mexico. It was reported in the Yucatan Expat Life magazine. And a woman who saw a picture on her husband's phone posing with a very young, attractive girl, went out while he was mowing the grass and stabbed him repeatedly, mad that he had taken these pictures with this woman. Now, here's the clincher. The woman was her from just many years earlier in their life. I kid you not, friends. It's a real story. And it's just stabbed him several times. After thinking she found photos of him with a younger woman, which she had. It was a younger woman. It was herself. What is that biblical admonition about jealousy? Let's stay away from that. In fact, let's stay away from all those things that are harmful. Let's save some babies if we can. 833-850-2229 to help my friends at Preborn. I hope that you will consider doing just that. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.